Hello, my name's Kate Rowles and I'm interviewing you for the Wellcome Trust as you're taking part in Anthony Gormley's artwork, One Another. The date today is the 6th of September 2009 and the time is 1:14 a.m. If I can please ask you to say your full name, your age and where you come from.
My name's Chantal Cook, I'm 28 and I'm from Cornwall.
Lovely. And how are you today?
Very nervous.
Yeah.
Very, very nervous.
Why are you nervous, do you think?
I'm totally out of my comfort zone. I don't like being in the public eye at all, so it's a big challenge for me, this.
Mm. What was it that motivated you to be part of One Another?
I saw it on the BBC News and thought, oh, that looks interesting, and applied, never, ever, ever thinking that I would actually be in the position where I was doing it. So I was very, very surprised to get the email.
And when you found out that you had got a place on the plinth, what happened next?
I was thrilled. It was a Saturday night. I was a little bit tipsy. It seemed like a brilliant idea, and I told everybody via Facebook. And then Sunday morning, I woke up and thought, oh no, I've told everybody, and there's no get out now. And I was absolutely terrified. Excited, but terrified.
And how did you decide to spend your hour on the plinth?
Originally I said I would do something for myself and not be put under pressure to do something, anything as such. And then I started watching on the TV and online and started noticing that the night time slots seemed quite difficult for some people. And then decided to start raising money for charity, for a local charity. And it's a children's charity, and that kind of tied in with a teddy bears picnic. So I only decided on Monday we'd have a teddy bears picnic up there.
And so what's the charity that you've decided to raise money for?
It's Children's Hospice Southwest, and it's their Precious Lives Appeal, and they are raising money to build a children's hospice in Cornwall. We haven't got one in Cornwall or in the Southwest, that far down at the moment.
And how are you raising money for them?
I'm being sponsored by friends and family and work colleagues to actually just go through with it. I think people that know me probably aren't expecting me to go through with it. Because I'm, like I said, I'm out of my comfort zone, so they've been sponsoring me just to see me go through with it, challenge myself.
Yeah. And what kind of experience are you hoping to get out of taking part in One Another overall?
I'm hoping that I will be immensely proud of myself, not so much for the charity side, but just because I've actually done it, and I have challenged myself, so I'm hoping I'm very proud. And I teach at a local college, and I'm hoping that I'll be able to inspire students a little bit as well to challenge themselves. So my students are due back next week, and it'll be a real talking point for us next week.
Mm. What do you teach?
Travel and tourism. Mm. So yeah, so it'd be lovely to be able to go back and tell them I actually did it, and show them as well, if I'm brave enough to show them.
Mm. And so how are you going to have a teddy bears picnic on the plinth?
I've got a picnic basket with a lovely rug in there, and I've got teddy bears that are the most cherished teddy bears of my close family. So I've got my son's favourite bears, my niece's, and I've got my husband's bear from when he was a child, so he's determined has to go up there with me. So we'll arrange them. I've got my bear outfit, and I've got a picnic basket full of goodies that I will share with people who want them. Any hungry people walking past at 2 a.m.
And what colour is your bear outfit?
It's brown, orangey brown. Very fluffy and very uncomfortable.
And is it a whole bodysuit that you can
It use? Is, yeah. Mm-hmm. It is. Just got to paint my face, and we had a disaster with that on the way here in the car. So I'm a bit nervous about my face paint at the moment, but it's dark, so it should be okay.
Mm-hmm. So can I ask you, as one of the 2,400 members of the public that are taking part in this, can I just say a little bit about yourself as one of them? How would you describe yourself?
Cautious. I have a real knack of getting myself into situations where I think, oh my goodness, what am I doing? And this just is typically one of those where I think, how did I get myself into this? I'm usually very cautious, but I have a real knack for getting in trouble. Trouble of some sort, and I'm classing this as trouble at the moment. I live a very quiet, conservative life. I teach 16 to 19 year olds. Got a lovely child, happily married, living in Cornwall, so quite sheltered down there. So to be up here in this environment is a real challenge for me. Mm. I'm very much out of my comfort zone.
And how did you, what was your route into teaching?
I did my degree, always wanting to travel the world and just assuming I would, and met my husband after, well, my final year of my degree, and decided to stay in the country with him. Didn't really get a job that I wanted, so I did my master's degree and then had my little boy and went into teaching, did a teach trainers, and I've not left that yet. I've just applied to a doctorate in education, so I've got an interview next week for that. So I seem to have kind of fallen down this path by accident, but I love it. I wouldn't change it for the world.
And when you say a doctor in education, what do you mean?
A doctor of education, a doctorate. So I would be everyone thinks I'm doing it so I could be a doctor cook. I suppose I am. Partly I am, but I love learning. I kind of got through my degree like most people do, where they drink through it and then pull it together in a panic. And it was when I was doing my teaching qualification that I really enjoyed learning, and I really miss that learning. So I'm desperate to just keep learning and developing. So yeah, hopefully I will be doing doctorate. We'll see. It'll take 5 years and we'll see if I get there, but that's my challenge at the moment, along with this.
And how old is your son?
He's 5. He can't quite understand why his favourite teddy bear is here tonight. He saw me packing one up yesterday and he was a little bit dubious about letting it go, but he'll be watching at home.
And what's important for you in your life at the moment?
Stability. Yeah, importance of stability, especially at the moment with people out of work and things. I feel very blessed to be in a job, and my husband is. Health, happiness, but most of all stability.
And what are your passions in life?
Travelling. I love travelling. I've loved tourism from a very young age. I knew at about 11, 12 that I was going to work in tourism in some way. I wrote to Mr. Thomas Cook when I was about 13, 14, asking him what I needed to do at school to work for him. I got a letter back. I'm sure some nice marketing person humoured me, but tourism and travelling has always been my passion, so yeah, it's what keeps me going.
And what is it that you like about it?
New cultures, meeting new people, seeing things for the first time. Yeah.
What's been your favourite sort of travel or tourism experience, do you think?
I got married in the Caribbean last year, in the Turks and Caicos Islands, and that just pretty much topped it off for me. That was the best yet, and in a lot of ways I probably won't beat that one. It spoiled me. But you know, it's lovely, but I want to see everywhere. I've got lots of books at home, you know, top 100 places to visit before you die and 10 places to see and all these sorts of books, and I like them all, but turn the pages over the corners, but you know, I just want to see everywhere, go everywhere.
Can I ask you to say a little bit about where you're from and your upbringing?
Yeah, I'm in Cornwall now, but originally I'm from Lancashire, and I moved down to Somerset when I was about 11, 12. And from Somerset I went down to Devon to go to university, and from Devon I've moved to Cornwall, so I can't get much further south now. So I've lived a total contrast of lives, coming from up north and also living for half my life down south. And most of my family are still up north.
Whereabouts in Lancashire are you from?
My family are all based around Blackburn area. It's very different. I've got two distinct parts to my life, the northern side and the southern side in that sense. But yeah, the further south I move, the more I love it and the more relaxed everything gets. And, you know, in Cornwall we can't get much more relaxed. It's lovely. It's a lovely place to bring a child up, so. Although sometimes I do miss the hustle and bustle and bright lights, and here tonight I'm thinking, oh, I should come down here more often. We'll see.
Yeah. And what are your sort of ambitions, do you think?
Ambitions. I don't know when I'm ready to stop. Keep going. I just want to keep going. I want to keep getting more qualifications and do different jobs and see the world, and I just don't want to stop. So my ambition is just to keep going. I think if I ever got to a point where I didn't want anything anymore, I'd be quite sad. So for the moment, it probably sounds quite silly and simplistic, but my ambition is just to keep motivated and keep going.
Is there a particular, with your PhD, is there a particular aspect of education that you want to research?
Not at the moment. I'm hoping that I can spend a couple of years just getting a feel for it and deciding where I want to go with it. I'm quite interested, because of tourism being a vocational subject, I'm quite interested at the moment in how that sits in academic world. You know, can we teach vocational and work-based things in an academic way? So at the moment, that's where I'm kind of thinking, but that'll probably change in the next couple of years. Most of all, I want it to be useful, and I'd hope to take advice on my employers and anybody else if they could think of something that they wanted researching as well. So I'm quite open-minded at the moment. That's, of course, if I do get on the course, so fingers crossed.
And where would the PhD be?
That would be at Plymouth University.
And, is there anything else that you would like to add about your experience here today and taking part in this artwork?
Not really. I'm midway through the journey, I suppose. I'm hoping. I've seen a couple of people come down now and they've been very happy, and it's been a really good experience for them, and I'm hoping that I get the same experience, because I am very, very nervous. I think dressing up as a teddy bear isn't helping at the moment. That's what I'm more nervous about. But I've been walking around there tonight and I've heard some heckling and things going on, and that's one of my biggest fears. So I'm hoping if there is any heckling going on, I don't hear about it.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.